What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video today with Joe Rogan and Adam Curry talking about if U.S. will ban TikTok and the Twitter FBI files. Before we do that, though, let's give you a word from today's sponsor, PromoPalace.biz.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to PromoPalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketer promotions, please check us out. PromoPalace.biz, one-stop shop for all marketer promotions. Promote your music, product, brand, or service. All right, let's get into it. Joe Rogan, Adam Curry talking about U.S. TikTok ban and Twitter FBI links. I'm definitely going to go in this U.S. TikTok ban because as a music promoter, we push TikTok very, very hard to our clients. Let's go.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
How long before TikTok's banned?
Well, let me tell you what's going on with the TikTok. I have a very opinionated explanation for what is going on with TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok was eating Silicon Valley's lunch.
I can't believe that.
They were taking all the ad money Instagram, from Twitter, from Google. I'd say Google and Instagram and Facebook, just killing it, knocking it out of the fucking park. So look at who is saying, oh, it's China and they're tracking everything and it's Communist Party. Dude, Facebook tracks you, Google tracks you, everyone fucking tracks you.
Everyone.
All over the place. All of a sudden, TikTok is a problem? No. It's because they're eating their lunch, and instead of competing, because, you know, they've tried.
You know what? Let me chime in. It sounds like a double standard there. Like, it's like when people say, you know, vote for the lesser evil, choose the lesser evil. No such thing. Evil is evil, motherfuckers. Tracking is tracking. This idea that one is tracking more than the other. Man, get the hell out of here with that shit. I go into damn restaurants with no internet connection and I literally don't have a Wi-Fi plan on my phone and they're literally tracking me in the restaurant. They know I'm in the restaurant. So get the fuck out of here with that hypocritical double standard bullshit.
No one can seem to create the TikTok algorithm and the thing that they have going there. It's what people want, the quick hits, the sing-alongs, etc. So they decided to lobby politicians and come up with this scam.
I can't believe that.
So
I can't believe
Hawley,
that.
It's Marco Rubio. Oh, I believe that. This is China. Fuck no. It's because Silicon Valley couldn't compete with them.
I agree with that.
Oh yeah.
I believe that.
Just look at, I know a lot about the advertising business because I ran companies that were in that. There was so much, everyone was buying TikTok. No, and you know, when you have a big company like Facebook or Google who are tied into government, you know, how many times have they been to DC to explain what they're doing? And, you know, so that's all controlled.
Let me chime in real quick. He said he does advertising for a living. So do I. And I've been around since the MySpace days when there was no Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, YouTube wasn't even a thing yet. It was just MySpace. And I could tell you, from my experience with TikTok, one thing I realized is it was the first social media platform that you couldn't bot every single aspect. You could bot every aspect of Instagram. You could bot the likes, the followers, the comments. Same thing with YouTube. You can bot views, likes, followers, or subscribers, comments. Facebook, you can bot likes. You can bot comments. All these streaming platforms, you could bot plays. When you get to TikTok, I've never had to ever worry about does an influencer have bots on their account. It's easy to tell followers and engagement. It's easy to see. You're able to tell if it's organic and real. It's the first platform you can't bot every aspect, because you can't bot a real person doing dance challenges or doing any kind of TikTok challenges. We had the keep up challenge for one of my songs. You can't bot people doing the keep up challenge, you know. So yeah, TikTok is a different beast. It's a different animal than everybody else. And I can believe what this guy is saying and agree with him that they're just, everybody else is just jealous, because everybody's, you know, I have a friend advertised with TikTok. He said the results were great. I did advertising with TikTok for my business. Didn't get too great results, but this was in the early phases of advertising on TikTok, and I didn't know much about it, you know. But let's keep it moving.
It's the only avenue they have to compete is to, you got to get these guys out of here. And good, luckily, they're, even though it's American companies that run it, it's China.
Yeah.
So now I'm not a China fan, but this is a fucking scam.
I believe him. I'm not a China fan. You know what? I'm glad he said that. I'm not a China fan either, but I do believe it's a scam. As a music promoter, I could care less if TikTok is tracking more than the others when they're all tracking. Because as a music promoter, TikTok is going to give me far better results than Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and a lot of other platforms. I might even get better results than I will on YouTube. Even though YouTube shorts are really, really effective. You know, I get a lot more views off my YouTube shorts than my regular YouTube videos. But let's keep it moving.
Competition. It's really? It's very sad.
That's interesting. Because they're not taking them down, right? Still up.
Oh, they will.
You think so?
Oh, eventually? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's already, you know, it's banned at UT. You can't have TikTok on your phone.
But at the same time, there is a real problem with the terms of service. At the same time, I see what you're saying. And I see,
you know, I got to chime in before Joe goes in on this. I like Joe, man. Big fan of Joe. But there's a problem with almost everybody's fucking terms of services, because they all got shit in there that probably shouldn't be in there. But let's keep it moving.
Why they would want to do that. But they have an extraordinarily invasive software.
How, it's no different from any other app that you have on your phone.
It's no different?
I disagree. No.
So you think that all of the other apps can track your keystrokes on other computers?
Fuck yeah.
I bet they can.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I agree. I just told you I got no internet playing on my phone. I walk into a restaurant that has no internet connection, and they're literally fucking tracking me. See, you mean they can't track keystrokes? Get the fuck out of here.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So they're lying.
Why doesn't Apple kick it off? Because people use it. If Apple doesn't have TikTok, people will actually give up their iPhones.
Great point. That's the thing. You get rid of TikTok in the United States, there's going to be a lot of pissed off motherfuckers. There's going to be a lot of influencers that can't make money no more. And it's definitely going to have an impact on the music promotion business, because influencers are number one. Advertising and influencers are the top two, man. And I would rather pay influencers than pay for advertising, because influencers can just get you that reach. I've gotten 9 million views off of a TikTok post that I paid influencer $25 to do the post for a client. We've got, you know, Chloe Collins got 9 million views off of an influencer post. One influencer post, not counting all the likes, the reshares, and all the comments that she got, man. TikTok is a different beast and animal. So I could see that these other companies are super jealous of TikTok, because it came about. I mean, literally, think about this. As long as YouTube or Google has been out, YouTube has not passed Google on traffic. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, none of these platforms. In a couple years' time, TikTok is getting more views than Google. And Google search engine is losing less value because of TikTok. Let's keep it moving.
They're not going to kick it off. Now, what Apple did, if you remember, they changed some things in the way in what they allow apps to do. And that took about $10 billion off of Facebook's income.
Yes.
Because they couldn't sell the information that way anymore.
Right, and they were mad.
And TikTok is less interested in selling your information. They're getting the ad dollars. It's continuous ad money. The whole thing
is TikTok is fucking paid.
If you're a guy like Zuckerberg, like, you can't use an iPhone, huh?
What do you mean?
I mean, if Apple did that to his company and then, you know, made it so that they lost that much money in advertising revenue by changing some.
Well, not advertising. Features. They're basically selling your information and creating profiles. And they all do it. I mean, that's why I have the Graphene OS. You know, I've had this phone for a while. I just don't. I don't.
Well, this is a different one than you had before. The one you had before, you had an old iPhone that had been converted, and then you went to
a Pixel. So we basically rip all the Google stuff off, and this is the 6. I had the 4. It was just time to upgrade. Screen was cracking. It's falling apart. If you're connected to a network, you're still
you
still know where you are.
Yeah.
But the apps cannot spy on me. I know what the apps are doing. They're running a sandbox, so nothing goes in or out unless I give it that permission.
That's Graphene OS.
Yeah. Yeah. NoAgendaPhone.com. So, instructions are right there on how to do it.
So you think that most of the applications, are they just not telling you the truth about what they're allowed to do with the terms and the permissions?
People don't care.
But is it written in there and no one's paying attention to it?
Joe, man, you can't be this naive. Nobody reads the terms of services. I mean nobody. There is not one single client that is ordered from my website that has probably read my terms of service. So let's keep it moving.
Or is it just they're not putting that stuff in there? Because what I'm saying is that at least it says in TikTok's terms, like what – it's outrageous. But some of it is like you monitoring your keystrokes and having access to your microphones and stuff like that.
Yeah, they all have it.
They all have that.
They all have it. Why would they not do it?
But it was also – The one of the points of concern for some people was that it was linked to computers that aren't even loaded up with TikTok. Like they're not even connected.
Mm-hmm. Everything is tracked. There's only one telephone company. It's the U.S. government. They have everything. Everything is recorded. Everything that you put on a network anywhere goes into in Utah. They've got the big data centers. You know, they're all cooled underwater. There's all kinds of high-tech shit.
Yeah.
And whenever they need to find out what Joe Rogan's doing, let's pull up Rogan. Did he text Curry on Signal? What day was it? It just comes up.
Right.
It comes up. And that Signal, encryption is a problem, which, you know, is a problem for the government. But again, you know, how many companies just give up the goods? Apple does maybe 30,000 a month or something. I mean, you know, what do you need? You know, we'll give it to you. They pay for it. The FBI pays. We know that from the Twitter files. You know, it's like, hey, we need information on this account. Okay, that's $5,000. And, well, okay, no problem. We'll just pay. These numbers I'm making them up. But
right.
There were millions of dollars that they paid Twitter just for handing over account information.
I think Twitter never really collected, though. Is that true? I'm pretty sure that's true.
Well, Facebook certainly did, and Google certainly does. And they publish those numbers. They publish the numbers that they I don't know where, but
I think that was a part of that narrative because, you know, there was a giant bill that the FBI had owed Twitter. It was like $3 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, they never paid. Find out if that's true.
Well, they're Welches. What the hell?
Yeah.
FBI, you bastards.
According to the USA Today.
There we go. USA Today.
Well, I can.
Well, let's see what we got.
No, this is the right message. You want to know what USA Today
says. Two separate events.
Okay, first, the documents released by new Twitter owner Elon Musk show that the FBI flagged Twitter accounts the agency believed violated Twitter's terms of service. Second, another document shows the FBI paid Twitter $3.4 million for Twitter's processing of information requests the FBI made through a Stored Communications Act. The $3.4 million is unrelated to the FBI flagging accounts.
Yeah, that's unrelated.
Right. But it's also like we're giving you a lot of money.
It's unrelated, yeah.
But
you know what? I've heard enough, man. Yeah, this is kind of like hypocritical. You know, like, so FBI is doing all this censoring on Twitter and all. You think they're not tracking us across the board too? Every little keystroke we're making and everything we're tweeting, you know, we've been being monitored by, as they call them, Big Brother for a while now. And the monitoring is just expanding and expanding. As a music promoter, I can't worry about, is TikTok tracking me? I have to worry about, is my clients getting good results? Are they getting great results when we pay influencers to promote music on TikTok? And TikTok influencers, I mean, whew, you talking about some people who have some influence. So, yeah, I agree with this guy. It probably is that these other companies are mad because TikTok just literally took over like that, getting all the ad dollars, which they should. You know, TikTok's algorithms have definitely – and that's another thing. I remember posting a video with 100 followers and getting 70,000 views. That shit ain't happening on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or any of these other platforms. So I could give a rat's ass who's tracking more if TikTok's giving me far greater results when it comes to advertising and music promotion. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.